From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump meets his NATO alliance partners in Brussels Thursday and is expected to press the other 27 members to join the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about that with reporters aboard Air Force One.
We do think that would be a really important step for them to take. They've been an observer, but they've become more and more engaged, you know, in the actual fight to defeat ISIS.
Tillerson expressed confidence NATO will become directly involved in the effort. Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO in many ways is already a partner against IS.
NATO plays a role in the fight against terrorism in many different ways. We are supporting already the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
Stoltenberg said joining the fight will send a clear message of unity, especially in light of Monday's suicide bombing in Manchester, England. University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Burton said NATO participation would lend legitimacy to the fight.
And this has been the case in the Afghanistan operation and a variety of different conflicts. America benefits in legitimacy terms from working with the broad coalition of European partners.
Mr. Trump also expected to urge NATO to pay a greater amount of burden-sharing cost for their defense, the goal being 2% of gross domestic product each within 7 years. Mr. Trump, on his first foreign trip, has met Muslim leaders, Israeli and Palestinian officials, and Pope Francis. After the meeting at the Vatican, the president said he's more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world. In the Somali capital Mogadishu Wednesday, a car bomb exploded, killing at least five, wounding several others near a police checkpoint. The insurgency Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. On the Kenyan side of the border, eight security officers were killed in two separate roadside bombings Wednesday in Mandera in northeast Kenya. He was also claimed by Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.